So Rabbi Sai, first of all, as always, we thank the Rebbe Shalom. We have the whole the sea is here, he gives us this lovely room, right? We're not makdish, we have to share it with other people, right?
That's why
we don't want, there's room for them, they'd like to sit in, to be in here, so don't disturb them. What we have those machines outside. We have the two machines outside.
Oh, the drink machines?
They have other machines open.
They drink soda.
You want to see if they have like Coca-Cola or something?
Yeah. So
they
have
the, Coca-Cola.
Regular Coke? Regular Coke?
Going this morning without any fuel, so so again we thank Hashem for our place. We have for our chevrah, we did them coming together here. I mentioned to Reb Moshe before on the phone that time to time it's good to have in mind to maybe you can talk to other people. We have some your Eden fellow travelers that they have a Kabbalah in Mount Kabul, so it's a good amount to be back with them. We're happy with our Kabul the way it is, with Hashem. But just like other people, sometimes it's mentioned to somebody. Not necessarily somebody over here, but one of your neighbors, some of your friends, some of your business associates, you know. I turn a favor to okay. So everybody said last week we got together last week, right? Last week we focused on the five things. I just want to tell the Olam again, that. I thank Hashem for this idea of crystallizing, in these five inyanim. I think that in Rosh Aymer is that there, religious people, Torah observant people, even Talmid Chachamim, I don't think they connect at all with the Rosh Aymer. I don't want to make a picture of myself, but even like they Talmid Chachamim, Like, what do they get from CSO in there? How do they connect? I think what it means, I'm saying it a little bit, you know, it's tongue in cheek, but what does CSO in there mean? That when you finish my rib, you're allowed to give somebody food if I, hey, come back here. You forgot to count, you know, on them, right? So then, they brought up to Hashem and Hashem, Lo Shesu Ayoyim, Shein Shavu Echad, and then you can head out to the suburbs, as they say, or to the night shade, or whatever it is, you know. But much more than that, what else does it mean that by Mayav you've got to count? Okay, so then, you know, you can think in mind, if you have Yerush Mayim, getting a mitzvah for it, getting a mitzvah, not just counting, getting a mitzvah, doing some mitzvah, right? So, at least you're really getting a mitzvah, you're connecting with a mitzvah. But outside that, what does a person get from Siddur Shalimer, you know? Like what we've been doing is showing that this five solid important inyana, that is the Siddur Shalimer, you know, that, in other words, it's not just good Vardlov that we're saying in nice Hachshavas. There's something wrong, there's nothing wrong with nice Vardlov and Hachshavas, but we're saying that, you're trying to crystallize what the essence of it is. And this is Sriya Sa'imer, right, everybody say. I'm just wondering for a second, but Moshe, do you think maybe it would be an Indian that so over the time tonight that maybe somebody would ride out to the, because he was like the time they leave Beit Shemesh, the bus is like maybe 9:25 or something, you know. Should we try to go to a later? You have a Seder.
I have a Seder, it's a problem. Seder,
right. Okay, we'll try to do it in 10 minutes. We'll try to get the bus later on. Goes all around the Beit Shemesh. Okay, anyway, everybody say, so, I mean, the five things that we were aiming on, and I think, you know, it's solid, right? First of all, you see, you know, the Kabbanah to the Shira Sa'imer, that's the first thing that we bring the Sa'irim, and, you know, and that's Matir, the Chodosh of the year before the week. So there's no question that the message of that is working on the appreciation of wheat. Hashem made us with a tzaras that we have to have it, with a need for it, and he replenished it with wheat. And wheat is such a magnificent miracle food that it has within it the yecholet, that if you do the proper things to it, it becomes bread. And it's so miraculous that Chazal made the bracha a moitzi lechem in Oris, but it wasn't moitzi lechem. Chazal don't make no goodness. It's moitzi chitim in Oris. But the blessing is so great that you have to feel like as if you have a tree that grows donuts, right? A bagel tree, you know, and it grows bagels with lox and cream cheese, you know. Oh, don't feed the cousin. The miracle of the bread, of the bagels, is much greater than the lox and cream cheese, that they say. And the fact that wheat comes out, if you understand the greatness of the wheat, you'll say that bagels is small, it's more, you know, small talk, you know, with the lox and with the cream cheese. The wheat itself, if you don't understand all the things, how versatile the wheat is, so making bagels grow on the trees is a small thing compared with the, you know, with the wheat itself. So every day, the truth is that we're supposed to focus on appreciation. But Hashem sometimes gives a period of time that it's a power station. What do you call it again? A booster station. So the 7 weeks of the Sfiras HaOmer is supposed to be a booster station to appreciate the wheat. Now you can live your whole life without thinking about the wheat even one time. Just pass the, you know, cream cheese and, you know, lox. Eat it, that's all. But the truth is that Hashem expects us to focus on and to appreciate it. And even though you don't hear people talking about it, that's why you're here, as they say. That's why we're here. That's why we have a group for this reason, that it is one of the essentials of the Buddhist Hashem. one of the main essentials, and you can flow through your life, flow through the Yiddishkeit, and not, you know, stop to think about it. So that's one of the main things that's very exciting. And number two, Torah, right? What's everything is Torah. A life is Torah, they say. Baruch HaLokhen is a run of the Kvodah. So besides observing the Torah and learning Torah, Spirit of Torah is a time to appreciate Torah. In other words, besides learning it and doing it, but there's a certain Indian in stopping to think, to appreciate the gift that Hashem gave you. And the fact that we are zeichet to observe Torah today and believe in Torah, it's not this way. Each one of you, including myself, and everybody in the room here, the fact that such a generation today, and the masses of the world today, how degenerate they are, and how perverted they are, you know, obnoxiously crummy, the fact that the assertion to be chosen that we believe in Torah, and we observe Torah, if we have a special kibbutz, we don't realize that. So, Shiras HaOmer is a time that we work on appreciating Torah. Where do you see it? Because the mitzvah is every day closer, another day closer to Maimon HaShir, closer, another day closer, another day closer, closer. So, in other words, the Torah gave us a special mitzvah to count towards Matan Torah. That means it's a mitzvah to these 7 weeks to stop for a moment and to appreciate what means that we say that they have Torah, right? That's number two. Number three, you know, to appreciate time, right? That's number three, right? And Hashem gave us a mitzvah to count the time, right? And number four is a time that Hashem gave us a period that we have special shape of Ishmael to work on ourselves, you know, with a knife, with a pair, to work on anything that we want to work in this period of time, starting from Mitzrayim until now. It's a time that you can work on yourself. And number five, a terrible tragedy happened also. 40,000 Talmidim of the Niftar, you know, so it became like a wholesale, 40,000, just say it out. But every one of them was a tragedy in itself. They were married, each one of them married, had children, or he was single, he had parents. And, you know, each one, and the fact that Chazal told us, because there's no Noah who covered them there, so it must have been really weird, you know, for them to be Chayav Kaliya, that they're Chayav Nisa. It must have been really terrible. If it came to a point that there was a sack on them, of Nisa, it must have been like really, really weird. So it's a time that we have a certain conscientiousness and awareness of covered Chaverim, right? So I just want to show you something cute that we're saying. My thing. First thing is that we have to appreciate life, that some gives us grace. But when you appreciate that, so now you are ready to be, what are you supposed to do with your life? Hashem gave you the bread, so you have to use it. And so Hashem gave us the Torah, right? Use that the bread. What do you do with the koach that you got from the bread? Hashem gave us the Torah. That's what we're supposed to do with our lives, right? Once you have the Torah, so now you become cognizant and sensitive to time, right? So that leads to the third thing, awareness of time. Now you have this, you're using your time, so now you become sensitive to where you have to have tikkunim in yourself, you know, midas, tayvus, and kaz, and gaiva, and shmir saper. And now, once you have that together, so now it comes, Hashem puts you in a situation with your Torah, right, and with your midas, that you have to have a shaykh with human beings in your environment, and then you have to learn to develop your sensitivity to other people's feelings, right? So it's very nice how it works. Life, you have, Hashem gives you the life of bread, and then, of course, you use that Torah, and the Torah makes you sensitive to time, and that brings to your attention that what you have to you work on yourself, you know, in all different inyanim, and then you have it all together, and you're in an environment of people where you do everything, and then it brings you to sensitivity, you know. But basically, for this last week, this last week before Kabbalah Sotera, so I'd like to suggest that I say, first of all, every day, of course, think about this, but we should concentrate mainly on the avodah of Torah, right? That should be the main focus of preparing for Kabbalah Sotera. First of all, you know, the Vilna Gaon, when you wake up in the morning, right? Number one, number two, Chazon Ish, we must have the five places. Also, every day, we should think about appreciating Torah, that Hashem gave each one of us a gift, gave us Torah, that. And then we have a Reisai, to appreciate what Matan Torah is, the Maimon HaSinai, that millions of people were there, you know, and Hashem gave us the Torah in such a way that we see the emes of it, right? That He just didn't talk to one person, He spoke to all Klal Yisrael, right? So I think every day we should say, you know, that zohar that you have, you know, the zechira is Maimon HaSinai, right? That we have spoken about that. So we have those on my side. So I think that's it, Rabbi Zayin. Concentrate on thinking about the importance of Torah and the importance of Maimon HaSinai and you know the God, the Chazon Ish, Rabbi Zayin. Wish you all have Hatzlacha with fulfilling the will of Hashem, fulfilling the purpose of why we are in the world. That's the greatest bracha that we can give each other, right? That we should desire to fulfill why we're here, right? What kind of better bracha is that, right? Each one is in the world. And Hashem should bless us that we should desire to know what our purpose is and to have the Hatzlacha to fulfill it and should be, we have a Gesund and Parnassah and Nachas. And Simcha Sachaim and Mikim, Rabbi Zay. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, a wonderful Kabbalah Sotera, Rabbi Zay. Good day. I think I have to run out and see you have a second film. I'm going to have to run.